Hi, thanks for listening to another Marlins Rewind. The Fishies edged out the Cardinals in Game 1, then Adam Wainwright had his way with Miami in Game 2 yesterday afternoon. The Cardinals hosted the Marlins for the rubber match of the weekend series, and Glenn Geffner has your full rewind.
Well, the Marlins take care of business. They come into St. Louis. They win 2 out of 3. The final today, 6-3, as the Marlins get their second half off to a nice start against the Cardinals. An exciting come-from-behind win here for the Marlins. Friday night, 7-6. Last night, they were shut down by Adam Wainwright, a complete game 3-hit shutout. Cardinals even the series with a 5-0 victory. Today, Michael Wacha faced Adam Conley, and the game was scoreless into the bottom of the second. Conley a 1-2-3 first inning, but in the second, Matt Holliday jumped on him in a hurry. Very briefly in A to begin 09, then he was dealt to St. Louis midseason 09. High drive, deep right. Stanton's in front of the bullpen at the wall, and it's the Cardinals' sixth home run of the series. Number 16 for Holliday, and St. Louis jumps ahead 1-0 in the second. Well, the Marlins came back, though, in the fourth. Did it a bit differently, though, with one out of double from Giancarlo Stanton. An infield hit by Derek Dietrich, but then at the corners, Don Kelly struck out for the second out. Miami had a chance, but they needed a two-out hit from Jeff Mathis.
To the plate. Here we bunt to third base side. Good bunt. Pick up. No throw. He got an RBI with a bunt single. Good play by Jeff Mathis. And in to score is Giancarlo Stanton. The Marlins have tied the ball game.
Mathis caught the Cardinals napping. His big RBI bunt hit tied the game in the fourth inning. He had a bunt hit to knock in a run against these Cardinals in this park July 7th, 2013, off Lance Lynn. Did it again today. That's our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins. All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. Pitch count mounting rapidly for Michael Wacha in this ball game. It was 1-1 into the fifth inning when he walked the leadoff man Ichiro. Ichiro went to third base and a ground rule double off the bat of Martin Prado. So in a 1-1 game, Marlins had two men in scoring position, nobody out for Christian Yelich. 0-1 to Yelich, bouncing ball up the middle. Diaz to his left, dives, can't get it. Marlins take the lead. Ichiro's in from third, around third, coming home. Prado, a two-run single for Christian Yelich. Miami's on top for the first time today, 3-1. That would be it for Wacha, done after 101 pitches in four innings plus today. Allowed three runs on seven hits. He walked two, struck out four, threw a wild pitch. 101 pitches, 60 strikes for Wacha. Matt Bowman out of the bullpen set down three straight to get out of the top of the fifth. It was a 3-1 game when the Cardinals came up in the bottom of the fifth. Conley was in a pretty good groove at that point, particularly after striking out the first two men in that fifth inning. But he walked Alberto Rosario, the catcher, the number eight man, making just his second big league start today. Rosario went to third base on a double by Greg Garcia, and with men at second and third and two down, Conley went after Tommy Pham. Nats trail the Pirates 1-0 top of the eighth in D.C. That one ran inside off Mathis's mitt to the backstop, and in from third, Rosario on a wild pitch to make it a 3-2 game, and the tying man moves up to third. But Conley came back to strike Pham out. He matched his career best with 9 strikeouts in this ballgame, 3-2 into the sixth. Marlins left runners at second and third in the top of the sixth against Bowman. In the bottom of the sixth, the first man, Aledmys Diaz, drew a walk after Stephen Piscotty flew out to right field. There was a man at first, one down for Matt Holliday, and things got a little bit sloppy. Conley ahead, the 0-2 pitch to Holliday, swinging a dribbler, third base side of the hill. Conley can't get it, Etch charges, rushes to first, off balance. It gets by Kelly, who got tangled up with Holliday. Around third, racing home Diaz. Kelly's thrown, not in time. We're tied at 3. It went as a single and an E6. The throwing error by Echevarria allowed Diaz to come all the way around to score, sent Holliday down to second base in a 3-3 game. That would be it for Conley. Kyle Bearclaw out of the bullpen at the bottom of the sixth. He struck out pinch hitter Michael McHenry. He struck out Randall Grichuk, and we went to the seventh. Still 3-3. Jonathan Broxton started the seventh inning for St. Louis. He allowed a leadoff single to Christian Yelich. He was 2-for-4 today, knocked in a pair. And Yelly was on for Giancarlo.
There's a drive right center field. That ball's hit well, and it's not going to be caught. Going all the wall to the wall in center field. Around third, they may have a play at the plate. Here comes Yelich. He's safe. Down to third goes Stanton. He's in there. And the Marlins have taken the lead 4-3.
But they wanted more, a man at third, nobody out. Didn't get more when Derek Dietrich grounded to second with the infield in for the first out, but they would get some more. A productive out from Don Kelly.
Here's the 0-2 pitch. Into center field. That should get the run in, I think. In comes the center fielder. Stanton tags. There's going to be a play at the plate. He is safe, and it was close, but he got in. Sacrifice fly by Don Kelly, and Stanton scores a very big run. 5-3, Marlins.
With that two-run lead, David Phelps was up in the bullpen. Normally the seventh inning would have been his, but he didn't come in to pitch. Kyle Bearclaw stayed in the game, and he worked a 1-2-3 seventh, including a strikeout. So Bearclaw today, an inning and two-thirds of perfect relief. He strikes out three. In the top of the eighth, Marlins looking for more against Kevin Segrist with one out, a base hit from pinch hitter Cole Gillespie. Jeffrey Perez, up from Double-A, came on to make his major league debut as a pinch runner at first base. He was running on the very first movement prior to what would have been the very next pitch from Segrist, but Segrist, the lefty, didn't come to the plate. He went to first base with the throw. Perez just kept on motoring towards second base. Matt Holliday didn't make an accurate throw to second, so Perez was in safely with a stolen base. Looked like he was picked off in his first seconds in a major league game, but instead he's credited with a stolen base. Then Ichiro hit an infield single into the hole at shortstop for Ichiro, his third hit in the game. Remarkable. Ichiro with the three hits today runs his career total to 2,994. He is six shy of 3,000. Ichiro ball into the hole at shortstop got Jeffrey Perez, a very aggressive runner, to third base. He rounded the bag rather aggressively. Diaz threw in behind him, and it was all Perez could do to get back safely. So a couple of adventures on the base paths for Jeffrey. After Martin Prado was hit by a pitch, the Marlins had the bases loaded for Christian Yelich.
Yelich, of course, runs well. Here's the pitch, and he loops it left center field. It's going to be caught. The runner tags. Here he comes to the plate. He will score. So Perez has an adventure on the base pass, comes all the way around to score, and the Marlins pick up a big insurance run on the sacrifice fly by Christian Yelich.
It was a three RBI game for Yelich, and the Marlins were up 6-3. A double steal by Ichiro and Prado put runners in second and third, but it opened up first base for Stanton, who was then walked intentionally. So Giancarlo on base three times today, two doubles, a walk, an RBI, and two runs scored. And pinch hitter Miguel Rojas flew out to left field. The Marlins were done in the eighth, leading 6-3. The bottom of the eighth, Fernando Rodney, two strikeouts in a perfect inning. And this one went to the ninth, Miami 6, the Cardinals 3. After Seth Maness set down the side in order in the top of the inning, A.J. came on for the save. He allowed a double to Matt Holliday leading off the inning. But then pinch hitter Colton Wong lined to first for out number one. Randall Grichuk struck out for the fourth time in the ballgame for out number two. Cardinals down 6-3, man at second. Two outs in the ninth. A.J. trying to lock it down, going after Jed Jerko. Holliday at second, two outs in the ninth, 6-3 game. Roller to the shortstop. Etch has it to first, and the Marlins come into St. Louis, and they start the second half by winning 2 of 3 at Busch Stadium. Just the third time in 11 seasons the Marlins have won a series here in St. Louis. They took 2 out of 3 in 2009. They took 2 out of 3 in 2014. And they take 2 out of 3 here this weekend. Today's final, Miami 6 and the Cardinals 3. For the Marlins, 6 runs, 13 hits, 1 error, 11 men left. For the Cardinals, 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors. They strand 4. Kyle Bearclaw, the winner, he's 5-2. Jonathan Broxton, the loser, 1-2. A.J. Ramos with his 29th save. Time of the game, 3 hours, 4 minutes, and a crowd of 43,046 was here to see it. Marlins with the winner, 49-42 on the season. 25-23 on the road. 2-1 on this road trip, which continues with 4 games in Philadelphia starting tomorrow night. Cardinals, meanwhile, dropped to 47-44. Most shockingly, St. Louis is 20-28 here at Busch Stadium. Last time the Cardinals finished below 500 at home, they were playing across the street at Old Busch Stadium. It was back in 1999. I'll mention it again. I mentioned on that final call, Marlins, with the win today, clinched just their third ever series win in 11 seasons here at Busch Stadium. They took 2 out of 3 from the Cardinals in 09. They did it again in 2014. And now for the second time in 3 years, they do it this weekend. They take 2 of 3 from this Cardinals team that's been in the playoffs the last 5 years in a row, 12 times in the last 16 years. If the Marlins are going to battle for a wild card spot in the National League, a distinct possibility. Cardinals, one of the teams that's going to be right in that hunt. So this is a big series win for Miami as they come into Busch and win it 6-3 today to take 2 out of 3.
Tonight the team starts a four-game set in Philadelphia. The division rivalry kicks off with Jose Fernandez on the mound. And as Jose seeks his 12th win on the season, your Fish Family bonus code is ACE. Yes, the Marlins ace, and the team starts its ballgame tonight in Philadelphia at 7:05. Listen, Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner have the live play-by-play after Kyle Seeloff finishes Marlins on Deck, presented by Geico. You can listen on 940 Wins, use the MLB at Bat app, go to MLB.com, and listen on the Marlins Radio Network.